Great Lakes United and the International Institute of Concern for Public Health drew up a nuclear hotspots map showing nearly a dozen radioactive storage facilities around the lakes, including West Valley, south of Buffalo, and the Lake Ontario Ordnance Works in Niagara County. The Great Lakes also supply cooling water for 38 nuclear power plants in the U.S. and Canada.
In addition to that, what's important to recognize is that supporting those nuclear power plants is mining to get the uranium. So up on the north end of Lake Huron, we find the radioactive waste left over from mining that has happened in the past.
John Jackson with Great Lakes United says the nuclear industry's impact on the region's never been studied. Four new power plants are proposed on the north shore of Lake Ontario, and Jackson says the search is underway for high-level radioactive waste burial sites along the Canadian shoreline.
The power plant, for example, that's in Quebec City, or the power plant that's in New Brunswick, would be loading their high-level radioactive fuel onto freighters, shipping them in through the St. Lawrence River, down Lake Ontario, over through the Welland Canal, Lake Erie, and up into Lake Huron, and even on to Lake Superior, with these shiploads of high-level radioactive waste.
He says the potential for a spill is substantial, considering every year freighters run aground at the bottom end of Lake Huron, north of Detroit.
And if you get that sort of accident in the Great Lakes, you can't collect that up. You can't quickly grab it out of the water. It's going to spread far and wide.
As Jackson says, the Great Lakes are all one system, and, quote, we're all in it together. The nuclear hotspot map's available online at glu.org. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.